feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God, jump out that sofa, let's kick it off.
Program is intended for mature audiences.
Hello! You know we got to do the whole long introduction. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Flawless, and this is Running Off at the Mouth. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. You know, you can always tell what kind of mood I'm in, right, when you call in and you hear that first song. So today I am just in, like, this kind of party kind of, you know, vacation mode, which I do quite often, right, where you kind of sit back and think about the places you've been and the things you've done, and you kind of reminisce, you know. And so that's what kind of mood I'm in today. But we've had a great show for you guys tonight. I have a friend of mine who is someone who has been very instrumental in the hip-hop community in New York City, right? Well, period, all right? Because New York is just kind of, you know, it's just central, but, you know, people come from all over and have came from all over to this young man's arena, right, and trained, including myself, to hone in on their artistic talents, whether it's hip-hop, R&B, whatever, you know, just came to this place, and we called it training camp, right, and it was located in Lower Manhattan, and it would come, we would come and perform, right, and really, like, get feedback from artists and from producers, competitions, win money. This guy has given away so much money over the course of his 15 years in this industry, and I'm so proud to know him, and I'm honored to have him on my show, actually, for what he has done for not only myself, but for other artists who try to come up, right? So on that note, guys, I want to introduce you to my friend, all right, and I'm going to bring him in right now, and he's going to talk about something that is just amazing, and we had a conversation today, and I'm just so in awe of what he has going on, so let me bring him in without further ado, Mr. Mental Supreme, welcome to the show, welcome.
Clapton. Damn. What's going on? How are you, Flawless?
Okay, thank you. I'm I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so good. I feel great, actually.
Good.
That's good.
All right. So talk to me. You are working on some things now that have to do with well-being, yes?
Yes, actually, yep. Well, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
First and foremost, my name is Mental Supreme. People also know me as Gaju Arciafu. And for about 15, 16 years, I did run America's longest running unsigned artist event. We had good times over there. ASAP Rocky comes from the showcase. Bobby Smurda comes from the showcase. Little Mama comes from this event. Charles Hamilton, a number of people. So
me.
I did all this, of course. In fact, you
don't
won some money from us also, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, you was one of our winners. We've had thousands of winners, and, of course, you were one of them.
That's yeah. right.
But I started that event probably around 15, 16 years ago, and it was a weekly event. And we've got a number of people with deals and recognition, give away a ton of money. And just recently, actually, Flawless, I've retired probably about 3 months ago from the entertainment business.
Wow.
And I wanted to kind of live out my personal legend for the rest of my life, and which I've been doing simultaneously with the entertainment business, but now I'm full-fledged with living out my personal legend, like I said before.
Mm-hmm. So now, okay, so now let me ask you this. When you say living out your personal legend, well, I'll say your legacy, right? You're living out your legacy. So basically right now you are reaping the rewards of the years of service that you put into this community.
Is
that a good way to put it? Because I'm just trying to understand what you mm-hmm.
When I say personal legend, what I mean is your life's purpose.
Okay.
What you was really intended to do while you're here on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, I got my feet wet with the entertainment business, and, you know, I've been blessed to be able to communicate with millions of people over the years. But that was training camp for me, in a sense. I was training for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm out here. I'm living an amazing life, and I'm not talking about wealth or material. I'm just talking about helping other people reach their personal legend as well and helping people feel good in the process.
Okay. So,
sounds
all right.
Pretty vague, so, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking, I know I spoke to you briefly about it in regards to, is it a motivational thing or is it a spiritual thing? How would you classify it with your teaching?
Right now, I do seminars, and I speak to people across the country. Is it a motivational thing? Are we life coaches? Nah, I wouldn't classify that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. But we just simply show people how to live amazing lives. This particular seminar that's happening, our next one in New York City is going to be November 22nd on 29th Street at a place called Simple Studios. The subject matter is create the life you dream about. Create the life you dream about. It just sounds so good just hearing it. Damn. Create the life you dream about.
You over there turning yourself on, huh?
I mean, it sounds good.
Shit. Yeah, right, absolutely. Now,
so this is what we're doing.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
No, I'm listening. Speak.
What was your question?
Well, I was going to ask you, okay, all right, in regards to the seminar, is it, I'm still trying to get the, is it, does it have a lot to do with positive energy? Is it like a level of consciousness? Is it a spiritual thing to get to this level?
It's definitely a spiritual thing. It's definitely a level of consciousness. It's definitely positive energy. So you can't create the life you dream about if you're not vibrating at a high level anyway. You can't create the life you dream about if you're in fear, or if you're angry, or if you're sad, or if you're in doubt, or if you're in crisis. So we're just showing people more or less how to avoid those situations if possible. But if you find yourself feeling angry, feeling sad, frustrated, in doubt, how to get yourself out of that hole as well.
Without medication.
Without medication.
without
drugs.
Without weed.
You know, it's funny because weed, alcohol, number one, is a depressant. And so is marijuana. It's a depressant. So it doesn't stimulate. It stimulates the nerve endings for a minute, but then you sink down into a low and into a depressive state. So, yeah,
right.
Without any of that.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
Where does all this good, positive energy come from? Because I know I surely, well, you know what? Let me just say this. I know I've been in a few places, and when I walked in, I felt, you know, and I think everybody has at some point, they might not have been able to pinpoint what it was, but, you know, some kind of energy towards me, you know, maybe, you know, some negative energy, or I might have felt a vibe from someone. Is this energy more or less a vibe or a feeling that you get from someone else?
Well, the first thing that I tell people is that we collectively, are all very powerful creators. Whatever goes on in your life, whatever goes on in my life, his life, her life, their life, you actually created it.
Right.
We create what happens, what shows up in our lives, what experiences we have. And it's very simple. I'm not going to get really deep into this, but, you know, we create what happens in our lives by how we feel. Human emotion, our belief systems, and our feelings. Now, I know so many of us have been trained to believe that it's a cerebral thing. Think your way to positive energy. Positive, I'm going to have this Jaguar. Positive, I'm going to Bermuda. Positive thinking, I'm going to change my life. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. We've done it for years. I've done it for years. Just, I'm going to think my way to a better life, a different life. It doesn't work. This is a feeling universe. And there's a science behind it. You know, everything in existence, I'll just get just a little deep with you, but everything in existence has an electromagnetic feel to it. The greatest conductor of electromagnetic energy in the human body is what?
It must be our brain.
And that's what most people would say. But the reality is the greatest conductor of electromagnetic energy is the heart. As a matter of fact, the heart's electric field is, according to the Institute of Heart Math, the heart's electric field is over 100 times stronger than that of the brain, and the magnetic field of the heart is up to 5,000 times stronger than that of the brain. Now, what does this all mean? What does this all mean, what I'm talking about?
Right.
Let me just give you an example. You have this thing, I'm going to say universe, so people can understand. You have this universe which is composed of this stuff, this invisible stuff that science is now confirming. Yeah, this stuff does exist. And what happens is our human emotions, our belief systems, and our feelings communicate and have been communicating with this field of energy since the dawn of man. That's why however you feel, look around you. That shows up in your life as an experience. Not what you think. You have a million and one thoughts per second. You don't see, seldom do you see those thoughts show up, manifest themselves as experiences. But it's how we feel, what we believe, that shows up in our lives, which actually communicates with this field of energy. And shows up in our lives as experiences, whether it be good or bad. We're using this force every single day. Every hour of the day, every second of the day. That's why I said earlier that we are all powerful creators. It's not haphazard.
Now,
it's not chance.
So does this, do these feelings and manifestations, are they something that will reveal themselves in our dreams? Because, you know, I have some crazy dreams sometimes. Last night I had some crazy dreams. And I was thinking, why the hell am I dreaming this? Like, what? But do you think that has something to do with it? Like, there's some deep subconscious level of something that's bothering me, or something that's really there that's creating this these dreams, maybe?
Well, the dream state is something, you know, something else. But while we're awake, while we're conscious, as well as the subconscious world, but I'm just talking about right now, while we're conscious, we're communicating with this field of energy in real time.
Okay.
Unconsciously, yeah, you're communicating with this field of energy also unconsciously. Now, in regards to your dream, let me ask you this. What was the dream about?
Oh, man, it was a few of them. It was a few
dreams. Well, just tell me one of them.
It was bedding. It was just weird. My mom, we were in this house that I didn't know what house it was, and it was a beautiful house. And she came in with four new mattresses. And I said, Mom, how did you get the mattresses here? She said, oh, I paid the guys, and they put it, you know, took a cab, and we got it here. She came in with four new mattresses, four, all queen size, beautiful, sheet sets, all the same color. It was a room, and she had redone it. It was just so weird because I had never been in this house. It was all this beautiful new stuff, and it just bugged me out. Like, what? Why am I dreaming it? I mean, that's...
Well, I don't interpret dreams, but just thinking about what you're saying, I'm like, huh, that could symbolize a new move soon. Maybe you or your moms get ready to make some type of transition. It doesn't necessarily have to be a literal move. But it could be just a transition place to another, and everything's going to be new, possibly. I don't know. I'm just
yeah.
You know,
well, that
thinking out loud.
I know you're not a dream interpreter, but actually, what you just said, it kind of makes sense, because when I think about it, yes, there have been a lot of transitions that have happened in my life and are happening right now. So yes, I would say that could be why I dreamt that. That would make a lot of sense to me.
But I will
so
say
I
this, though.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, and sometimes things do just come to me, but whatever this transition is going to be, it's going to be life-changing. It's going to be a very big transition, something that you've never seen before. Don't ask me where that information just came from.
You're Pisces, right? Because, you know, they say Pisces are psychic. Yeah.
March 9th. I mean, I think we all have the power within us, especially when you learn how to use that power. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, right. So now, okay, so now I'm getting where you're going, and it's very intriguing to me, because I've studied stuff like this. I watch and listen to YouTube videos on, you know, the power of the mind, mind power. Actually, that's the name of it. A lot of John Kehoe, a lot of Les Brown, all of that. So I'm very familiar with the ideas and principles of the consciousness and tapping into your unconscious and subconscious mind. But now, how did you get into this? What happened that inspired you to go on into this path?
It's funny because I think a lot of people can relate to what I'm about to say. It's always been here. Always been here, but I just didn't pay attention to the signs. It wasn't the appropriate time for me to be introduced to this information. But now, when I think back, yeah, it's always been here. But I think the startling thing that I could not ignore anymore was when psychics and people in the spiritual realm would approach me on the street. And it was happening so frequently, and they all had the same message. I have something to tell you. And at first I just blew it off, like, ah, get out of here. I don't got time for this. I'm late. I got things to do. But after a while, it became, again, so frequent that they were popping up, like almost seems like out of thin air. And then it became many different denominations. It wasn't just black folks. It was white folks. It was Hindus. It was everybody approaching me. I get in my car at Modell's, downtown Brooklyn, and I turn around, and there's somebody standing there and say, listen, I have a message to tell you. And I know it sounds something like out of a sci-fi movie, but the only reason that I could talk about this is because it really, really happened. You know what I mean? And so much. If I told you half the stuff, a quarter, a fraction of the stuff, you would say this dude is smoking that shit he was just talking about. That's the stimulant,
right.
That's the depressant that's bringing him down. He didn't experience
right.
that stuff, but I'm telling you, everything that I talk this from this point forward is an actuality. In fact, there's been people that have been around me that have witnessed these things, including my 9-year-old daughter at the time. Unbelievable. The spirit world is very, very real. Please,
right.
don't underestimate. People talk about religion. People talk about spirituality. Everything is connected. The ancestors teach us that. The spirit world, when you're able to tune in or you get a glimpse of it, it's just like the world that you see every day.
Now, okay, that makes sense, right? Because I think everyone, well, first and foremost, if you believe in
let me just stop this interview for a minute. I want you to ask me whatever it is you want to ask me. Let's forget about the fact that this is an interview and we're on Blog Talk Radio. Let's get down to some down-home talk. Whatever you want to ask me, I'm going to give you straight answers. Let's not worry about being politically correct.
I'm not being political. Listen,
no, I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying, let's just talk.
This is your first time listening in. No, this is your first time listening. I'm listening to you, right? I'm trying to get I'm trying to make it clear to the listeners what you're trying to say, right? I'm not being vague or I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Listening
this is
to
not.
You.
Wait a minute. This is not about you. But what I'm trying to say is, let's just get down to straight talk. Not that we're not
okay,
doing that already, but I want the listeners to get straight, unadulterated talk.
Well, I thought that's what they were getting. But I thought that's what they were getting. So now what is it that you feel is missing in this conversation? What do you want to talk about?
I didn't say that anything was missing, but what I did say was you can ask me anything you'd like. That's basically what I was telling you.
Well, I'm getting to that. I'm trying to listen to you to interpret what you're saying so that I can ask you what I want to know. You know, I'm not just going to throw a question out there like what was for breakfast yesterday. Like, I'm listening to you and I'm getting a feel for what you're saying so I can kind of relate it to myself. And what I was going to say is that you were talking about this kind of spiritual, I forgot the word you used, but what I was going to say was that if you believe in God, you already believe in a spirit because we never seen God. We never, you know, we don't know that. We don't truthfully, we've never touched him. We've never seen him, but we do feel a presence of God. So when you were talking about that spirituality and the feeling, and I was thinking, okay, well, yeah, I can kind of relate to that because I think most people that believe in God can relate to that because even though we've never seen him, we know it's there. We know that there's some level of I know it. You know, I'm assuming other people know it too, right? Because I'm not going to think I'm one person in billions of people that they feel a certain level of spirituality in certain situations or energies and all this stuff that you're talking about. So I'm just kind of trying to break it down and relate it for the people that are listening in via the phone and the website so that they can understand where you're coming from. That's all. All right. So that's all that is.
I
now,
think that
did
ancient,
learn,
huh?
Mm-hmm. Where did you study this at?
This is innate. This is part of me. This is part of all of us. It just, you know, sometimes it happens where it just you become awakened. And like I said, for me, just people had to remind me, these people that were approaching me, these psychics, these people that were just following me everywhere, it seems like, in different places, they just reminded me, they had a message for me, number one, a lot of messages, but it caused me to really think about why this is happening. And that sparked everything, to be honest with you. That sparked the trail. Because think about it. You're going to ShopRite, you're going to Pathmark, you're going to Key Food, wherever you're going. And somebody approaches you and says, listen, God wants me to give you a message. And at first you're like, get the fuck out of here. I want to hear this. Mm-hmm. But when it happens 30, 40, 50 times from different people that you've never seen in your life, and then on top of that, they tell you, I know this is hard to believe, but let me show you that I've been sent here from God. And then they open up your hand, and they take a blank piece of paper that they rip out of a regular pad, no pen, no pencil, crumple the paper up and put it in your hand, and ask you to think of your father's name. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I never met my father. But I do know his name. And then when I opened my hand, my father's name was written on this blank piece of paper that was put in my hand.
And so in that instant, you became a believer. So in that moment,
no,
you believed.
I mean, that happened too many times. It happened too many times. But at that instant, it was probably 20 times. But when you say my father's name, and I'm like, there's just no way possible. And this was a Hindu. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you're telling me my father's name. And then I mm-hmm. immediately call my mans. This is a true story. I call my mans up, and I said, listen, man, this is crazy. These people are following me around. You know, they're asking me these questions. They're telling me they got things. I was getting frustrated. They're telling me they got things to tell me and show me and all this other stuff. And I was telling him what happened. I'm in the parking lot, and the guy pulls up to me, puts a piece of paper in my hand, and opened my hand up, and there was a blank piece of paper. My father's name is written on it, da-da-da-da-da-da, and my friend is looking at me, and I said, just like as if your father's name was Edward, you know, my father's name appeared on the paper. And he didn't say nothing. And I'm saying, mm-hmm. like, no, why are you not saying nothing? He turns to me and says, how did you know my father's name was Edward? I said, what?
Wow.
He said, you just said, just as if your father's name was, how did you know my father's name was Edward?
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, no, well, listen, now, you know, that's weird. You know, it's, I hear you, because, again, stuff like that has happened to me before, weird stuff like that. But what I'm trying to get from you is, at what point did you decide that from all these 30s, 40s, and 50 people that have approached you in this way, that this you wanted to change your life and work on this practice of whatever it is that you're practicing, right? And we're going to get into that. At what point do you remember the time? Like, was there something going on in your life?
Well, that was happening. Those things continued to happen. And then I was in a relationship for a long time, and that relationship dissolved. So okay. I was very depressed about that, like most people.
Okay.
And so I remember going to my family's house out of state, and I remember so vividly it was during the summertime, and I had a bottle of, what do they call it? Remy Martin and cranberry juice. It was so good. And I drove, please don't do this at home, hours upon hours upon hours, just drunk out of my boots. And by the time I got to my family's house, I staggered out of the car and fell asleep on the front lawn for like 20 hours. Now I'm going somewhere with this. I woke up like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. My family put a blanket under my head, a pillow under my head. Now I'm sleeping under the stars. So they knew I was having a hard time with this. So, you know, the whole family was there. We spoke for a couple hours, and then I think it was the next morning I left and I was starting my way back to Brooklyn. And before I left, I stopped off at my sister's house, my younger sister. And she gave me a card. I'm like, what is this? She said, now, mind you, all of the stuff with the Hindus and the different psychics and the different people was happening right up until that point. My sister gives me a card the next day, and the card said, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. I'm like, well, what is this? She said, you know what? Whenever you get around a quiet place, just say this in your head. Say this. Keep saying this. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. And I was like, what does it mean? She said, don't worry about that. Just say this. And that's what I did. Got back to Brooklyn, found a nice quiet place, and I started chanting this word, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. Now, many of you know that chant from Tina Turner in the movie mm-hmm. with her and Ike.
Right.
And it's a Buddhist chant. And I promise you, the moment I started chanting that phrase, something incredible happened. I wasn't sad any longer. I felt empowered. And it's caused me to do research. Like, what is this? How did this happen? I started to feel good again. I started to come back alive. So every day, I was doing it. I was getting strong. I was getting better. I was doing the things that I used to do. And then a friend said to me, hey, you should read this book. There's a book out. It's bullshit. Don't believe any of it. But it's entertaining. You should probably read it. And the book was called The Secret with Rhonda Byrne.
I read The Secret. Mm-hmm.
And then he said, but this is a more entertaining book. I mean, that book's entertaining. It's bullshit. It's hype. She's doing it just to make money. But here's a book that you really should read. And that book was called Three Magic Words. Now, Three Magic Words, for anybody that's read that book, it's a very, very hard read. It's hard science. Quantum physics, hard science. But I understood it, and I read it probably cover to cover like 100 times. But let me back up just a minute. During the intern, I started seeing this young woman, and I said I wasn't going to talk about this, but I started seeing this young woman, and it's so funny how it happened. Weird things start happening, like really weird stuff, like I'd stay over her house, and she'd say, listen, I had a visitor last night, and it was somebody from another world, and he was standing over you, and he was doing this, and then she started doing a lot of craziness, and I was like, yo, I'm out of here. So I explained to one of my friends, elder, what was going on. She said, listen, man, this is somebody's really after your soul, so I suggest you do not see this woman again. And it's so funny that I mention that because this is a couple of months after, but every time we'd be intimate, I would be in bed for a week, unable to move. I'd get up just to go to the bathroom, but I could not move. So I explained
damn,
to my
what's
friend,
she had going on?
It wasn't that. I just had no energy.
Well, damn.
So I told this to my friend, spiritual woman, and she said, listen, this person is she doesn't really know what she's doing, but this force is that's working through her to get to you. I advise that you have no more contact with her. And that's when, you know, this woman's husband said, hey, you know, we got this book, The Secret, but the book that you need is called Three Magic Words. So when I read the Three Magic Words, it put everything in a proper perspective as to what was happening. And then from there, you know, I went back to The Secret because I felt The Secret was very, very powerful at the time. I'm like, wow, this is, you mean to tell me I can attract, this is what Rhonda Byrne is talking about, I can attract anything in my life that I want to see in my life just by thinking positive and thinking my way to this? But it didn't happen that way because I would spend my time thinking about positivity, thinking about creating things, thinking. And that's what I didn't get from The Secret. But her following the next book, which was called The Power, that's when it made sense. That's when everything came together, because in The Power, Rhonda Byrne was saying, listen, it's not about thinking. It's about feeling. You have to feel as if you already have what you want to show up in your life as an experience. So I tried it one day. I said, you know what? I want to go to Bermuda. God damn it. As a matter of fact, I don't have no job. I'm doing a training camp showcase. I'm making money. Yeah. But I want a bigger place to live. This was just an idea because I wanted to try it out. Are you with me? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
So I took my camera, and I went to see a big living space, a big apartment, like 3-4 rooms. And the rent was astronomical in Brooklyn, so you know how it is. And I took pictures with my camera. And I brought the pictures home, and I felt as if I lived in that house. I felt the feelings of me being in that house, the skylights, the beautiful sun coming through. I felt the plants that I put all around the place. Oh, I felt like it was mine already. And on top of that,
right,
I said, I want to go to Bermuda also. I want a new place, and I want a trip that I've, you know, at that time I wasn't really taking trips, traveling anywhere. I said, so if this law of attraction, if this stuff really works, if this feeling universe, all that stuff really works, then goddamn it, I want this new crib and a vacation on top of it.
I know that's right. If you're gonna listen,
you know,
if you're gonna,
a week
if
later,
you wanna go for it, go for it. If you're gonna go for it, go for it. Yes. That's right.
Less than a week later, less than a month later, I moved into that huge apartment. I moved into that huge apartment because I took the pictures and I was so fixated on feeling the feelings of living there. 2 days after that, I was in the Bahamas. I mean, Bermuda. How? That's exactly what I wanted. And for me, that was the proof that this stuff really works.
Okay.
So,
okay. So wait, let me just ask you this question, because now, realistically, right, in order for you to move into this apartment.
Everything that I say is realistically.
In order for you to move into this apartment, you had to have the money to move into this apartment. You had to have the money to take this trip to Bermuda.
Who says that?
So,
well,
you can't
say?
Move into an apartment for free.
Is that what you said? I don't believe
well,
that.
Well, I'm asking
you. Said
it. Right,
now,
right,
you're asking
right,
me that's something else. Now, I'll tell you what
okay.
happened if you're asking me. So I wanted
okay.
to place.
Wait a minute. Let me make my point, please. Okay, let me make my point. All right, because I don't want people listening in and think that poof is magic. If they wish that they'll have a new car next month, that they'll have a new car next month. That's not necessarily the case, right? Because you have to have certain things in place in order for that to happen, realistically.
That's not, you're wrong. That's not how it
okay.
happened.
So then, okay.
I'm going to tell
so
you
good.
What happened.
So then explain to me. Okay.
So I wanted to move in this place. I felt like I lived in this place already. And poof, it happened. Did I have money to put down? Absolutely not. Did I have references and all that? Absolutely not. But as I was coming down from looking at the place, I said to the landlord, I said, listen, hey, I really like this place. But you guys want almost $10,000 up front, and I don't got it. He said, no problem. We'll work it out. No problem. We will work it out. And guess what? We worked it out. And I lived there for maybe 4-5 years. Poof. You can call it magic if you want. I call it just feeling as if I already lived there, like I already had.
Okay,
and what's so surprising about that, because back in the 90s, there was the Chicago Bulls. I'll make this really quick. The Chicago Bulls was a very successful NBA team. Michael Jordan, they've done a lot of incredible things, but everybody thinks they were winning just because they were winning, just because they were good. But unbeknownst to many, Phil Jackson, the coach, had that team dress in their uniforms during practice and sit in the gym and go through the game, already won those championships. They would feel the feelings of winning that game, according to Phil Jackson, and they would play the game in their hearts already before they even stepped on the court.
That
is
actual
fact.
Right. Well, you know what? I believe that. Now, I absolutely believe in that, all right? I do believe that we manifest things into our lives. I do. I believe that we need to think about it, feel it. We need to see it in order for us to accomplish it. I do believe that. I've done that. You know, I've seen that happen. But what I was going for and what I was trying to say is not only the mental image of it, but it has to be, okay, you said no. Okay, so let me ask you this.
But I didn't say
what about Bermuda? How did you get to Bermuda?
Well, let me just step back a little bit because I never said anything
about
the mental
image. No, we're not going to step back, all right, because I don't want to make
this. Well, here's the thing. You just said something.
Right, because when I'm trying to talk to you, you want to make your point. But I need you to answer my questions because I'm interviewing you. So I would like to know the answer to not being confrontational, but really wanting to understand.
Well, actually, that's what's happening.
No, what's happening is you want this conversation to go the way you want it to go. You want to speak about what you want to speak about.
These are my experiences.
I'm
just sharing with you. That's all.
But in order to share, you have to make sure that the people that are listening in understand what you're wearing.
I'm sure your listeners are very astute. I'm sure they're very smart. They're not little babies.
Right.
They understand what I'm talking
about.
Nobody
said that. Nobody said that. But me, myself, I would like to know. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. I need this information.
So let me clear it up for you. That's what I'm trying to say. You had said mental image, but I'd never said anything about a mental image. What I said was, feel the feelings in your heart. I didn't say anything about mental image. I never
said
that.
Well, you have to feel it. Well, you have to see it.
I said
you said you went home, you looked at the pictures. You said you went home, looked at the pictures of the apartment or the house. You looked at it. You visualized yourself living there.
I never said visualize in that case. I said feel. I felt the feelings of living there.
And you feel the feelings by visualization. Right,
That's not what I'm saying.
I hear you, but it does not make sense that you could sit there and feel an apartment. You had to visualize it.
What did I say? What I said
like
to you was, listen to what I'm saying. I don't think you're listening to me too clearly because what I said was, I felt the feelings of living in the apartment. Remember the part where I said I had my flowers lined up? I had the sun coming through the sun hatch. Remember I said that? This is the feeling that I generated. Yeah, sure, I said that. That's the feeling of how I felt. I organized the apartment just how I wanted it in my heart, and I felt like it was mine already, and that's how it happened. And that's how it always happens. With everybody. And it's always been that way. And it will always be that way.
Okay. So how did you get to Bermuda?
Bermuda. I said I wanted to go on a vacation. Somebody called me up and said, hey, would you like to go on a vacation with me to Bermuda? And the funny part about that was I didn't even really know this person that well. But I did say I wanted to go on a vacation. And less than probably 72 hours later, it was all said and done. But again, I felt as if I wanted to be on a vacation. It was a stressful time during my life, and I wanted to get away. And that's exactly what I got. See, this is so simple that people make this complex, but it's really easy, especially when you begin to practice this every day in your life.
What is it? Is there a name for this practice? Like, is there...
Feeling good!
That's
it! This is not complex. This is not rocket science. All you have to do is feel good the majority of your days, and anything that you want will show up in your life as an experience.
Okay, because I was thinking that, because I know I've been to your website, and I read, you know, F1, what you're talking about right now, and I was thinking that you were in the practice of something called Qigong or something like that.
Well, that's something else. So, I mean, that's just, Qigong is something else.
Okay. And so that doesn't have anything to do with this?
No. I'm also a Reiki practitioner, but these are the things that I do to keep me good physically as well as spiritually. But that has nothing to do with this, because I was doing this. All this happened pre-Qigong. All this happened way before Reiki. This happened years and years ago.
But
Qigong
those
and Reiki
things...
is relatively new.
Okay. But so those things don't have anything to do with what you're saying right now.
Now, the space that I'm in now, it has enhanced everything that I do now. Sure. But these experiences that I'm sharing with you has taken place 10 years ago. It's nothing recent. But now, I can create a lot of different things now at a very amazing, I do some things and people are like, this is not happening. But I practice a very rare form of Qigong right now.
Okay, so can you just tell us a little bit about what Qigong is?
Qigong is a very rare form of, I'm going to say, meditation. But maybe you've seen it before in the park in parks and stuff throughout America, where you see people of Asian descent, they move real slow. It's a form of Tai Chi. But what that does, it's not martial arts, but, you know, martial arts got its foundation from Tai Chi and Qigong, traditional Qigong. And all that does is it harnesses the power of the universe, the energy, the Qi energy in the universe. And we store it in our bodies.
Okay. So you think that someone who practices Qigong as a one-up on somebody who doesn't, in terms of this feeling and getting these things into their life?
This is not a competition. I mean, this is not a one-up in competition. This is somebody that is practicing health and well-being. Reiki, same thing. Reiki energy is taking the...
So just to break this down... So let's say you want, a new wardrobe. How would you go about manifesting that new wardrobe into your life?
Oh, that's a very good question. The thing you have to start with is feeling as if you already have that new wardrobe. Feel as if you already have that new wardrobe and be grateful for what you do have. Gratitude is a very, very big thing as well when you're talking about creating a life you dream about or anything you want. I tell people, the first step, the very first step is to be clear on what it is you want, or be clear what you want to show up in your life as an experience. You have to be clear, because you're communicating directly with this energy field that people call a number of things, but for the most part we'll call the energy field. And you're communicating through a language of no words, which is your heart. Be clear. Live, feel exactly as if you already had that wardrobe. How do I do that? How do I act like I have the wardrobe when I really don't? That's where your belief system comes in. You take your clothes out. I'm just off the top of my head, little strategies I would use. I would make room, number one, make room in my closet for my new clothes. That's number one. Whatever old clothes I have that I don't need, I would probably donate them to somebody that's less fortunate or somebody that needs clothes. And I'll clear my space for my new shoes and for my new wardrobe. That's how I would create that feeling. I mean, there's other strategies, but I just want to keep it real simple. And that's what I would do if I wanted a new wardrobe. I would feel as if I already had it, and I'd be grateful for what I do have.
Right.
But here's the thing. You can't think your way through this. Feeling and thinking are two different things. I'm not talking about think. I think I got a new wardrobe. I'm wishing I had a new wardrobe. I'm thinking. No, that's not what I'm talking about. When I say feel, the feeling is so strong in your heart where you know you have it. You have that wardrobe. It's on its way to you.
Right.
And you'll be amazed
now,
what happens.
It's funny because I think we're saying very much the same thing, but the part that it differs, that which I kind of get that you don't want to really touch on, is the mental thing. The visualization.
Wait a minute. That I don't want to touch on.
There's
nothing
thing
to touch on. I told you it's not a cerebral thing.
That you're not,
it's not
okay.
In the brain.
So on that note,
the brain doesn't do
on, this. On that note, I have to disagree. I have to.
Okay.
Because
well, I'm
even
not
though
here to
I believe everything. No. Hear me out. I believe what you're saying to be true. I do. I believe that you feel things, you manifest them in your life. But when I use the word visualization, when I say mental image, then you kind of don't want to include that into it. The reality is you have to visualize yourself in it.
Visualization,
it's just a word. It's just a word.
It doesn't. Visualization. All right, you have to look at something. You have to see it, and then you have to feel it. Sure, I get it. But to get caught up in the mental aspect of it, we've all tried that. We've tried that the majority of our lives. We're going to think our way to a better life. We're going to think our way to happiness. We're going to think our way to a different state of being, and it just doesn't work.
No, that's the difference. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying think your way. Because like you said earlier, you could think of 100 different things. Wait a minute.
Right.
You could think of 100 different things in 10 minutes, right? I'm a woman. I could think of 1,000 different things in 5 minutes, right? So I'm not using the word think for a reason. Because think is too small of a word. Think is anything. I think I'm cute. I think I'm this. That's a small word. When I use the word visualize, it's a bigger word, and it encompasses me actually feeling.
But that's
and
not the
seeing.
Word that you used. The word that you actually really used was mental, not visualization.
Well,
I agreed with you when I said visualization because that's what I told you how Phil Jackson did.
It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. When you get a mental image of something, you visualize it. I'm not saying looking at it like I'm looking at the TV. I'm saying in my mind, I'm seeing it. That I'm creating a mental image of what it is that I want. I'm
that
visualizing.
Just doesn't do it. That's not going to work.
No.
Just to see it in your mind is never going to work, and I'm sure your listeners have tried that before. It's time for something new.
No, but that is exactly what you're saying, because once you see it in
not
your mind, you can feel it. Then you can feel it. But once you see see it in your mind, if you don't see yourself with a new wardrobe, then how can you feel it if you don't see it?
Let me explain this to you. Maybe you'll understand this. All right. Again, we live in this world, right? And it's composed of electromagnetic energy. I told you that, right?
Yes, you mentioned that.
I told you that.
Yep.
That electromagnetic energy, we also have electromagnetic energy in our hearts. It's the greatest conductor of electromagnetic energy. That's a fact now. As a matter of fact, the electric field is one. Okay, what?
No, I see where our belief systems. I'm listening to you.
Well, let me just
finish
my thought.
That, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Let me finish my thought because everybody thinks it's the brain or the mental aspect or the mental capabilities, but this world is composed of electromagnetic energy. Again. And the greatest conductor of electromagnetic energy, electric field, and magnetic field is the heart. Not the brain, but the heart. And like I said earlier, the electric field in the heart is over 100 times stronger than that of the brain, and the magnetic field is up to 5,000 times stronger than that of the brain. This is actual facts. That's why everything that's heart-based draws the attraction, and the universe just mirrors that. Yeah, my phone's going crazy. And that's what you get in your life as an experience. So, again, in our brains, in our mental...
So the brain doesn't have anything to do with it. There's nothing happening in the brain.
The brain is the brain. I mean, the mental is the mental. It's like having a plane, a jet on a tarmac. It ain't going nowhere without the fuel. It's not going in the air. It's not doing anything without the fuel. It just sits there. Sure. See, the brain, once it locks in, and it's, of course, being fueled by emotion, of course, then it takes off. Everything is heart-based. That's why the human heart is the first organ to take physical form in the whole gestation process. It's not the brain. It's the heart. Now, I want to share something with you if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Your listeners won't mind. I'm going to show you something. This is a true story. There was a set of twins that were born prematurely, and I'll kind of make this fast. They were born prematurely. And the baby's out, you know, like they do in America, in the West. Put one baby in.
You there? Hello? 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 Uh-oh. It looks like we lost him. It looks like
Hello?
We lost him.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. All right.
So, what part was I up to? Okay. So there was a set of twins that were born prematurely, and the doctors took one twin, put both twins, one in an incubator and another one in the incubator, and the weaker of the two twins began to fail. Her vitals were, she was dying. So the doctor went to the mother, parents, and they said, listen, you're going to lose one of your twins. You've tried everything, but she's not going to live. But it was a nurse that was on call, and this nurse had the presence of mind to say, I'm not going to lose another baby on my call, on my shift. And she broke protocol. She took that baby, took the weaker baby that was dying. This is a true story now. Put the weaker baby in with the stronger baby. As soon as she laid the baby down next to her sister, the stronger baby flopped its little arm over and put it around her sister. This is a true story. Automatically, her vitals became stable, and these two twins live a happy, healthy life. Now, how do you feel when I told you that story? Did you feel anything?
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. I believe that could happen. I
how does it
beautiful.
Make you feel?
I feel
that feeling.
That's great.
The feeling that your listeners got. The feeling that I got when I first heard that story bypasses the brain, bypasses logic, bypasses the filters, bypasses debates, and it goes directly to your heart, heart-based emotion. And this is what we need to generate if we want to create the life that we dream of or the life that we dream about, of emotion, belief system. That's what we're talking about. That's all we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a true story, by the way.
That's a beautiful story. I mean, I think that's a wonderful story. And, you know, I guess I'm really, I'm listening to you and everything, and I'm trying to really understand, because the heart is an organ. And the you know, the heart doesn't think, and the heart we feel,
Is that true?
We feel because our brains tell us to feel.
That's not how it goes. I mean, for many years, science thought that was the case. But did you know now it's been discovered that the heart gives signals to the brain? Oh, yeah. The heart gives signals to the brain. This is beautiful stuff. This is beautiful stuff.
So you were saying that, okay, anyway. So use an example of a wardrobe. So let's say you wanted to have a relationship. You wanted someone, you know, to live. You wanted to be married. You wanted to be in a relationship, something like that. How would you go about manifesting that
in your
life?
It's all the same principle. It's all the same. I wish that I could tell you something differently, magical Shazam, abracadabra, but no, you have to feel as if you already have it, what you need, what you want.
That's it.
And once you get accustomed to that, once you do that and you learn how to do that, tap into that energy, it becomes very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy. There's so many millions of people that's living this type of life right now. There's been a shift. And I've come in contact with so many people, like, this is old news to them. You know what I mean? In fact, I got a friend who, he's a very wealthy man now. He doesn't do anything that doesn't feel good to him. I mean anything. If it don't feel good to him, guess what? He's not there. He's not doing it. And he's been doing this for a while. If it doesn't feel good to him, oh, I'm not part of it. So the recurring theme that I'm using, that I'm telling you, is to feel good. And I know sometimes we may think that it's impossible to feel good 24 hours a day or the majority of our days. But there's little strategies that we can use to keep our vibrational frequencies up.
Let's get to that. I've done it. Okay. Let's get to that because that's what I want to know. How do you make yourself feel good every day?
Okay. Well, one simple strategy that I have used plenty of times is, I was feeling down and out about something. And I know the science, so I know what to do when this happens. So what I do is, or what I've done in the past was, immediately go to YouTube, and I put on comedians, funny comedians. I'm talking about funny comedians. And I laugh. And I laugh, and I laugh. And I laugh, and I'm not trying to laugh, but they're so funny, I just laugh, and it begins to make me feel good. And before you know it, I'm not even thinking about what had me depressed or what had me down moments ago, and it changes my whole vibrational frequency. And before you know it, it's like, what the hell was I even thinking about? What was I even mad about? And then you begin to build from there.
Do you also, have you ever tried or do you recommend using affirmations, like if something negative comes into your life, then for you to counter it with something positive?
I think affirmations are a beautiful thing, but in terms of the whole countering thing, I don't think you have to counter anything because that demonstrates a lack of. If I have to counter something, it's because I'm missing something. And what I tell people is you live in a world of infinite possibilities. Hey, just choose one. If it's something that you don't like, just replace it with something that you like.
Right. So exactly. So if I'm telling myself, if I'm feeling in a mood, if I say, I don't feel like I'm, I hate my job. Oh, no. How about this? Better yet, if I say people at my job don't like me, and I tell myself that for me to, one way that I could get rid of that feeling is to replace that with, everybody loves me at my job.
you know, something
sure.
like that, right? Something
sure.
as simple as that kind of affirmation.
Sure.
Not that you are right, okay, because you're not saying
Absolutely.
That everybody hates you, but you're just replacing that with something positive.
Right. But even
mm-hmm.
when we say people, let's just use that example, people at my job don't like me. That's what you said. That's
right.
so powerful. Because, again, that's a feeling. Feelings are vibrations. Feelings are a frequency. Thought is a frequency. Everything is a frequency. Everything in existence. That's a vibration. That's an emotion. Is a feeling. And right away, when I say people at my job don't like me, I'm putting it out there. So guess what? It has to happen. People at my job are not going to like me.
Right.
Because I said it and I feel it. And therefore, the universe, I'm going to say the universe, has to give me exactly what I put out in the form of an experience. So that has to happen. But when you say, well, you know, people at my job love me. And guess what? I love them. And you feel, if you really feel that way, you're not just talking about it. Guess what's going to happen? People at your job are going to say, hey, Nafisa! What up, girl? The people that you despised 10 minutes ago. Everything's going to begin to change around for you. See, once you change, everything around you begins to change. See, you can't change people. With this information, you can't. That's the only thing you cannot do is change people. Like, I don't want this girl to be in love with me. I want this man to be in love. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to change yourself. And when you change yourself, everything around you reflects that change. And when I say change, I mean change how you're feeling.
Yeah,
it all goes back to how we're feeling.
I believe that. I absolutely do. And, I believe that you do manifest what you put out into the universe. What you put out is what you get back. I believe that, you know.
That's
and,
the law. It has to happen that way.
Yes, that's the law. That's the law of attraction, right? What you get back is equal to what you put out.
I don't, you know, people say attraction, but I don't really like that word. I mean, I say it, but it's not really, what the process is really not attraction. Because the stuff that the universe, or the stuff that this energy field is made out of, just mirrors back. First of all, it's alive. It's alive, it's living, it permeates everything. So just imagine everything that we see, everything in existence, is just a mirror. The space between me and my phone, it just mirrors back everything that I put out in terms of how I feel.
Right.
It just mirrors back to you. It's not an attraction. It just mirrors back what you give it to work with.
You know what? Madam Supreme, hold on 1 second. I want to give my callers the opportunity of, if you're listening in and you want to comment or if you have a question, press that one button at any time. All right, guys? You know what it is, Dirty Basement Radio. If you're just listening in, I'm here talking to Mental Supreme, who is doing a seminar, right, regarding ways to create the life you dream about. And we're talking about energy. We're talking about positivity, well-being, and things that you put out into the world and what you get back. So just press that one button at any time. But I'm sorry I had to cut you off, but I just, you know, I have to let people know. Yeah, and if you're listening in via mixtapefights.com, I'm calling to the number 646-478-4069. All right. So now, Mr. Supreme, I so can relate to what you're saying, right? I think there was some confusion as to where you feel the energy is coming from and where I feel the energy comes from, and that's because we have different beliefs. But I think the point is the same, that we both agree, and I 100% agree with you, that what you put out into the universe, the energy that you put out, is what you get back, and that you can manifest things into your life, whether it's thinking or feeling, whatever it is, that you can actually manifest these things that you truly wish for into your life. I believe that. So I want you to tell the people, now you have a seminar coming up this month. Could you tell everybody where it is and what the details about?
I'm going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell them, but let me just say this. Whether you believe or whether anybody believes in what we're talking about today or whether they don't, Either way, you're right. Either way, you're right. Either way.
What does that mean,
right.
Either way, you're right?
Whether
about
you believe
what?
Or you don't believe, either way, you're right.
How so? What does that mean?
Mm.
Right about what?
Because if you don't believe, you're right. It doesn't work for you. If you believe, you're right. It works for you. You see these things show up in your life as experiences. Either way, you're right. Whether you believe what I'm saying or you don't.
Yeah,
how
but isn't the point? But isn't the point that you want people to believe what you're saying? You want people to adopt this way of thinking, right?
Well,
so then you wouldn't
this way of feeling. But either way,
feeling, thinking,
whether you believe
whatever.
It, it's not whatever
right.
Because it's two totally distinctive things. And this could be either you're creating something in your life, creating what you want, thinking and believing. So it's not so whimsical as, oh, whatever. No. Because if you're trying to create the life that you dream about, you have to be certain of what you're feeling. You have to be clear.
Okay. Again. Whether you're thinking, whether you're feeling, whatever it is, I agreed with you. Now, if you say, if you don't believe, then you don't believe. If you do believe, you do believe. Then there's really no point, because the whole point of this conversation is to encourage people to believe in what you're saying, that what you're saying is what it is. You don't want people to say, well, if I don't believe, then, you know, frick it. And what was the point? The point is you want people to understand you and believe what you're saying. Because
the only way that you're going to believe anything is when you begin to practice. So until that time, what I say is, whether you believe it or not, you're right either way. Because the law works no matter what. Think about it. When we have challenging situations ahead of us and we have negative things that happen in our life, guess what? The law is working. When we have abundance and we have the things that we want in our life, guess what? The law is working either way because it's based off of how you feel. Trust and believe this. If you're not feeling good or if you harbor bad or negative feelings, everything around you is going to reflect that. And on the flip side, if I feel good, everything's going good, guess what? Everything around me is pleasant. Everybody that I bump into is pleasant. Good experiences.
Okay. So that being said, right, because we got that part, right, that we put out, we get back what we put out. We can manifest these things into our lives. We got that, right? And that's, I guess, that's the most positive thing. You know, that's, And that's why I believe in it, because it is such a positive way of thinking that, you know, if whatever you want, whether you use whatever words you want to use, it all boils down to you feeling, thinking, believing, whatever, that this is something that you can accomplish in your life, that you can achieve this and that you can manifest these things into your life. And I do believe that, and I keep saying that to you because I do. But at the same time, what I was trying to get at was how to go about. You said comedy. You said, you know, a few things. You know, listen to comedy.
Right.
I said affirmations. Meditation, maybe. Right. Maybe you can meditate to bring these things into your life, right? Meditation can help.
Whatever feels good to you. You know what feels good to you. The listeners know what feels good to them. You know what doesn't feel good to you. I mean, that's not a vague topic. Feeling good is feeling good.
No, that is vague. That's very vague. Because feeling good, people, because listen, when you give examples of ways that you can make yourself feel better, that helps. When you just say feel good, that doesn't help. Because feel good is like, okay, generally
people, you know, you might wake up feeling good. Some days you might wake up not feeling good. But the point is, when you're not feeling good, how do you go about making yourself feel good? And to answer that would not be to say, just feel good. No, the answer is, you said comedy. I'm asking you, is there something else? Maybe meditation, maybe affirmations, maybe something else that could help get you to that point where you feel good.
I wish that I could give you a magic pill and make you, you know, tell you what you want to hear. But it's just, again, I'll repeat it again. It's just a matter of doing the things in your life that make you feel good. If that's going to the park, if that's going for a swim, you know, every individual is different. If that's reading a book, if that's watching TV, if it's playing with your kids, if it's counting money, if it's whatever it is that makes you feel good. See, everybody has a different interpretation of what makes them feel good. And there's a lengthy laundry list of things that make me feel good, but it may not be the same thing that makes you feel good. So that's why I say, just do what makes you feel good. What makes you feel good? What doesn't make you feel good? We know what doesn't make us feel good. We know that. I know somebody being condescending and disrespectful doesn't make me feel good. I know that.
Okay, so in other words, so if I say, okay, I don't feel good today, I don't want to go to work. So okay, I got to work today. I don't feel like going to work. So the ante of that would be, let me just stay home. Or is there something I can do? Can I say, all right, well, you know what? Let me do this first and then go to work. Or let me go to work and think this way or do this in order for me to change my thought process. What I'm asking you for is the opposing. What is it that can help me get out of a bad mood? I'm not asking you what I can do to make me feel good. I know what can make me feel good. What I'm asking you is, if I don't feel good, what can I do? If I don't feel like going to work today, but I have to go to work, that's not a good feeling, but there's nothing I can do to change that. I have to go to work. Now, what can I do as this individual who doesn't feel good going to work to make myself feel better?
Well, one of the strategies that I used a couple of years ago was I would write a list of 10 things. Again, 10 things that made me feel good. And when I didn't feel like going to work, you would say, or when I didn't feel like doing what I wanted to do, I just felt down. I would look at my list of 10 things. And for me, at the top of my list was Bora Bora, Fiji Islands. And I remember being in Bora Bora. I remember the Fiji Islands. I remember how much fun I had and how great I felt while I was there, top of my list. And once again,
mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Once again.
Once again, that kind of brought me out of the bad space that I was in. Then I would go to number two, the way my kids smile at me when we're in the park together. And that changed my, and I covered this already, but that changed my vibrational frequency, just thinking about and feeling about my kids and how they smile when they see me. It made me forget all about the trying day that I had or the fact that I didn't want to go to work. Or I may think about, man, if I go to work, I have extra money to do X, Y, and Z. I'll be able to pay my bills. That's a great idea. But I don't sit and wallow in it. You can't sit and wallow in it. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go to work. Nah. And these are just simple strategies to pull yourself out of that bad space. Make
okay.
a list of 10
right.
things.
Okay. Well, that's a good example. That's a good example. That's a start. All right. So we make a list of 10 things that make you feel good. All right.
Remember, I also said generate the props that make you feel good. I said that as a strategy as well. I also said feel as if it already happened. I already said that as well. I also gave you the whole Michael Jordan situation and how Coach Phil Jackson visualized in their hearts. Yeah, so I just gave you a few strategies.
Yeah, it took us a while to get there, but we got there.
Well, listen, you know what? You're very condescending with your tone, And I don't know what you're trying to get out of this, but remember this.
No, I'm not condescending. I'm just not stupid, and I'm listening to you, and I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. He hung up. Good. Because that was the worst fucking waste of an hour and a half of my life. I'm sorry, but that was absolutely stupid. I mean, how do you call someone and preach this knowledge of this and everything that the person who's trying to ask you about it is saying? You don't want to answer. You don't want to give out too much information. You don't know what you're talking about. Obviously, you don't know what you're talking about because you don't want to say visualization, but everything that you said requires the mind. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you have someone call into the show that does not know what the hell they're talking about, that is trying to create another platform in life for themselves involving something that has already been done a million times over and create something new out of it. All right, I have listened and watched Mind Power. I have read The Secret, which I don't think he read. I've read a lot of books, and I've done a lot of research on this whole metaphysical kind of universal thing. I've done that. So when I'm talking to someone who is in that field or who's trying to be in that field, I'm listening intently on what they're saying because I've also studied it and I've also researched it. And that is exactly why you need to be informed and you need to know what you're talking about before you open your mouth and practice some foolishness. Because what he's talking about is no different than anything else. Bump the feel in your heart shit. You need a brain to think with, to feel in your heart. Your brain don't work. Your heart still beat. But if your heart, come on. You need to freaking, not leave your brain. It does, right? You could be brain dead, right? And your heart will still function, right? But the bottom line is, the point is that you cannot call into somebody's show. You cannot always think you know more than everybody, which I don't think. But in the quest for knowledge, you have to understand that it takes research, not just a story of people, psychics coming up to you with a piece of damn paper saying your daddy's name. What the hell? That was a perfect waste of an hour and a half. Oh, my God. I wish DMC was on tonight. You know, guys, I'm sorry DMC couldn't be with us. He had something to do. I apologize for this whole craziness, but this show is hilarious. I'm gonna listen back to this because I have never had a guest that was that aggressive and rude in how they and forceful as to how they wanted me to think or my listeners to think. You know, absolutely outrageous, completely ridiculous. And I've known this man for a long time, and I tell you what, he hasn't changed. He's the same way he always was, all right? And he confirmed that for me tonight, guys. He really did. But anyway, I'm going to get off this air in a minute, all right? So, I just want to thank you guys so much for listening in. I'm not sure if we'll be on next week. I know Sincere, the station manager, was saying that we may be back at some time at the beginning of next year. We're going to take off for a couple of weeks and enjoy the holidays. So that being said, I'm going to take you out of here with this real quick thought, all right? And I say it every freaking stinking week. Every week I say the same thing. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything, all right? Make sure that in your quest for knowledge and whatever it is that you want to do new into your life and you want to bring people and involve them into your life, that you know what the hell you are talking about. All right? And on that note, until next time, y'all, and we're out of here. Peace.